freezing here.
I offered to go for chop firewood, but everyone said put down the axe.
You're just a bit dangerous with it, but still, somebody needs to go out for firewood. Freezing.
We're not there.
I'll do it.
I'm not going.
Just give me my axe back.
Really want to give him the axe.
Why don't you want to give him the axe? Why did you take it off?
It was one time.
You've lost your axe privileges.
They were my fingers. I think I'm the one who's allowed to decide whether or not I continue to use the axe.
Well, we don't want you to lose any more.
If Gareth gets his axe back, then I want my shotgun back.
That's what I'm saying. We should be allowed our things.
Yeah.
How can we be protected if Darren doesn't get his shotgun back?
Exactly.
Because he shot my dog.
Your dog...
It looked like it had a rabies.
It was really awful and sick.
It was just foaming. A bit crusty on it, but he's fine.
A bit crusty. He was antsy, like.
Yes.
We never got him neutered, and he was still pepped up, you know?
Pepped up on rabies.
He had no rabies in his eyes.
He was just a crusty white dog.
So I should get my shotgun back. Gareth should get his axe back. And Tony...
And can I get my brass knuckles back?
Yeah.
Give him his brass knuckles back.
We'll give you your keys back.
That was one time. Okay, I didn't know that there would be that many trees in the forest. I had no idea.
To be fair, actually, I think that's reasonable. You assume...
I thought there would be at least a path through, like...
Yeah, and you got to assume, okay, there's going to be more than 10, but this is honestly, quite frankly, absurd. This is too many trees.
It felt like the trees were just growing in front of the car as the car was driving past.
And if you give me the axe, it's less likely that you'll hit your car again.
Whenever you go to hit something, you don't continue to hold it. Like when you put the stick on top, you don't hold the top of the stick and then swing the axe.
Well, I can't do that anymore. I don't have the hand. The fingers.
Yeah, you've only got the thumb and finger.
Yeah, the thumb and finger.
So if one of you hold them, then you'll remember to take it off.
I'm not holding.
We don't hold it at the same time. You just set it down and then swing at it.
It's not how I do it.
The only things I want to see swinging are the brass knuckles back on Tony's hands.
Yeah.
I got to practice. The fight's next week. Yeah.
Next week. We came here to let him clear his head. Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to bring brass knuckles into a boxing ring.
It's under the gloves.
Yeah, they're not going to see.
They're not going to know.
Perfect.
Barry.
It's a fix.
They check the gloves. That's why you got caught. That's why they're off you in the first place.
Yeah, well, you're the one person that can choose to give them back to me.
But he got caught.
You're the ref.
You got caught before.
Well, I knew you put them on. So, of course, that was it. Yeah.
If you when he's got his back turned, you put them on, then we're golden.
Come on. Like, you may be my mate, but I'm a professional as well. I have a standard to uphold.
You didn't have that standard for those trees and your bonnet.
It's true.
That's a low blow.
What about like copper knuckles or gold knuckles?
I'd give anything to have any sort of knuckles.
Yeah.
I just need something to give me the edge.
Yeah. Well, so
get better.
What if you cut down a tree and made some wooden knuckles?
I'm in. This is good.
Wooden knuckles for Tony for the fight.
I mean, like, I'd be up for giving you back the axe. I'll vote for that if I'm getting some sick wooden knuckles.
Okay.
Okay, good.
And maybe...
Oh, and if you're...
No, I don't... No, this is not fair because the car's totaled, so I'm not getting it back.
It's still running, but as in, like, until you put that beer down... And wait like 12 hours.
And I was thinking if the fight was going badly, then if you have your shotgun, you can just shoot the other guy.
Yeah, perfect. Or threaten the ref if he's making a bad decision.
That's good. Yeah. Well, hey, no offense. It's all business.
He's all kicked out.
It's all business.
Yeah, you're not going to get us kicked out when we've got all this evidence on you drink driving.
Look, you're just lucky that I'm not in the ring where all my authority is.
That's true. You have...
Because I feel like I have a presence in that ring.
Well... What did you pack in the boot?
A shotgun, an axe, and brass knuckles.
Yes.
Oh, they're in the boot?
Yeah.
They're just in the boot?
Yeah, but we walked like the other 3 miles to get here.
And then he got frustrated and threw the keys away, remember?
Oh.
So we have to walk 3 miles and find keys.
Oh, I found the keys.
Oh, okay, so we don't have to walk 3 miles.
But I'm not giving them back.
That's fair.
But now I know that the stuff's in the boot, we can walk 3 miles.
We can just leave this guy here.
That's really cool.
Well, you can come with us if you want.
This is the worst stag do ever.
Rude.
I mean...
We went to a lot of effort to get...
This is for you.
This is secluded.
Yeah, and I'm the only one that's not allowed to get my keys back.
Well, no, if we get all our stuff, I think then you can have your key. I think, yeah.
Oh, right.
If the car
we can take the path through the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can ask that creepy guy that was just wandering about with that big...
Oh, the guy with the scarred face and the hook for a hand.
Yeah, we can ask him. He seemed really, well, he was very busy looking at that lover's location thing.
Yeah, I mean, he walked like through the forest very fast, so he must know it pretty
That's
well.
That's true.
He was putting those like etchings into the trees that are the
trail markers, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's smarter than us. We should have done that.
That's what we should have done.
Oh, we're not going to be able to find our way back, actually.
Yeah, I'm no good with a sense of direction.
Ooh. Oh.
Are we expecting visitors?
Did you get something for me?
We might have.
Maybe we did.
Hello. Did somebody order a stripper?
Yes, we did.
Oh, wow.
Who's the special boy?
This is him.
Oh, very good. Very nice.
You're very, like, long teeth.
Yes.
It's rude.
No, it's okay. I know I've got very long teeth. Sit down in the chair in the middle there.
Okay.
I'll just get up the way then.
That's really kind of you.
Yes, very good. I don't have any...
Do you want me to play off my Spotify?
I'd love that, actually. I'm glad you knew what I wanted to
ask. Yeah, I'll play a little... Do you want some jazzy, a bit more upbeat?
Something jazzy, something real sexy and special for the bachelor to not be
anymore. Her toenails have cut through the shoes.
Yes.
You don't need to talk about her. She's right.
Where did she
She's get? Right there.
I'll play the music now.
Oh, do you like this?
Oh, God.
Let me take off one of my layers.
Oh, is that real fur?
Oh, you know it.
Can I put this on when you're not using it?
Of course. You boys have all the fun you want.
God.
Let me take off another layer.
Oh, brass knuckles.
Oh, do you want these? I've got them spare. They're always on my outfit.
Sure. Yeah, oh, that'll be really handy.
There you go. I'm going to take off another. Oh,
shotgun. Hey.
A shotgun fell out of my coat.
What is going on?
Oh my goodness.
This is my axe.
This isn't sexy at all.
Here it is in the other layer of my.
Oh, did you find a car somewhere?
You'll never guess what's in my other layer. No, it's not a faux car. I'm not that crazy.
She's pretty funny.
But I'm just going to keep taking off layers.
How many layers you got on?
Oh my God, that's the scarred man.
Taking off layers.
Just fallen flop to the floor.
He's not breathing.
How did he fit in there?
The layers are coming off.
They're two lovers.
I'm running out of clothes.
How do you have that many layers on?
The clothes are almost out.
What happens when they're out?
You'll get a big married man surprise.
I'm not married yet.
Oh, I know.
Oh, shit.
I wish I could pick up my
hands. And the last layer. It's a full boxing ring.
And the match is actually tonight, the boxing match.
Everybody, push down these fake walls that are a cabin in the woods. And look,
we're in the boxing ring, and tonight we are here to see the two champions fight up against each other.
Let's go.
In the left corner we've got...
It's me. I'm in the left corner.
And in the right corner we have...
It's me in the right corner.
It's him in the right
my
corner.
My nemesis.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. If you pull off your clothes, you've got your referee outfit underneath.
Wow. See, we tricked
dressed
you.
You up
we dressed you up.
On.
When you were dazed and confused after the crash.
Everybody,
stop it.
I am in charge here. Let me inspect the gloves. Okay, you, sir.
Nothing here.
They all check out.
This is just my engagement ring.
That's fine.
Hey, look over here at what I'm doing, and don't look at the other guy's gloves.
I'm a professional. Yeah. Actually, I am a professional. Let me inspect your gloves.
Oh. Hey, what's that?
Hey.
There's... Brass knuckles in the gloves.
Oh.
Get him out of here.
Oh.
This is disqualification straight up.
I guess I'm going to have to get in the ring instead.
Oh.
It's me in the northeast corner.
Put it down. Put it down.
Yeah, I'm not a wrestler.
Everyone get out of my ring right now. This is a farce. I haven't rang the bell, and I won't.
Shoot the guy.
Don't do it.
Shoot the referee.
No.
Shoot the referee.
Shoot the wrestler.
Don't do it.
I'm going to shoot the brass knuckles guy.
Hey, no.
This is the worst stag to ever.